To make more sense of types of preferences, let's look more closely at Mel's story and identify some of her preferences. Let's start with her preferences for sleeping. She mentioned that she is not sleeping well anymore. The staff keep leaving a hall light on that shines into her room. There is a lot of new staff around, and they are not aware of her bedtime or wake-up routines. Her staff shares what she learned about Mel's preferences.
When I worked with Mel during her bedtime routine, I found out that she likes her room to be very dark. She has a hard time falling asleep, so routine is really important to her. Staff were having her shower at night. When I tried to follow the same routine that other staff do, I noticed that Mel became agitated. She vocalized that she doesn't like showers at night and started to get upset, which is not good when she's trying to settle down and relax before bed. When I took the time to observe, pay attention, and listen, I found out that she prefers a quiet and calming bedtime routine, and that bright lights and a shower created a lot of anxiety for her, making it difficult for her to sleep. Now that I know her preferences for her bedtime routine, I think she will sleep better and be much happier and healthier.